Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastyatya Desatarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. So, His Holiness Srila Radhanath Maharaj has asked me to speak a little to begin the program this evening. So simply by his desire, I'm sitting here. Otherwise, I have no qualifications to speak before all of you. Srila Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the devotees of this ISKCON movement should visit all the holy places that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited. Very powerful, interesting statement. He recommends that everyone in this ISKCON society at one point in their life take time to visit holy places, and those places that Lord Chaitanya visited especially. Because by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, those holy places become actually holy places in the supreme understanding of a holy place. Also, it's mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam that there are 9 processes of devotional service. And one of the processes is called Padasevanam, or serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Visiting holy places is Padasevanam. Srila Prabhupada writes that in Srimad Bhagavatam in the seventh canto, on the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj to his schoolmates, in that one purport, I believe is 7th canto, 5th chapter, verses 23 and 24, Prabhupada describes the 9 processes of devotional service. And he describes what is Padasevanam. Padasevanam is to visit holy places. So we should know we are actually performing one of the most important principles of the 9 processes, Padasevanam, by coming to holy places and getting the mercy of the holy places, getting the association of the devotees, and chanting and dancing in glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'll speak very briefly because His Holiness Madhuradhanath Maharaj will be here soon to give them the main lecture. Sometimes they say in the West there is the introduction and then there's the actual essence. So I'm more like the introduction. More like the introduction to the introduction. We devotees of ISKCON, we more or less absorb ourselves in 3 leelas of the Lord: Krishna Leela, Chaitanya Leela, and Ram Leela. And we see within each one of those leelas a certain quality or a certain characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is very interesting to note. The Lord descends to this material world for 3 reasons: yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata bhutanam adharmasya tadatmaham srijami aham pavitranayam sadunam vinasanaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanartayam sambhavami yuge yuge. He comes in order to reenact religious principles, to remove irreligion from the world, and to give pleasure to his devotees. And when the Lord comes, he brings his eternal associates with him to perform these pastimes and to fulfill his mission. And as we were hearing in the last two nights, how the Lord is so deeply absorbed in the loving mood of his eternal associates, how it's practically impossible to understand. It is impossible to understand. Everything about the Lord is unlimited, and his love is also unlimited. When Sita was abducted by Ravana, we were hearing last night how the Lord went into a cave for 4 months during the Chaturmasya. And in that cave, he was chanting with one hand the names of Sita, and on the other hand, he was holding his heart in great loving separation from his eternal consort. How to understand how deeply the Lord loves his devotees, parts and parcels, especially those who are his eternal associates, whose only business or only desire is to please the Lord in loving devotional service. And how the Lord reciprocates that love. And we see within the Leela of the Supreme Personality of Godhead how much trouble the Lord went to again regain Sita back. Crossing the ocean, building a bridge, organizing the armies, having to destroy the entire city of Lanka and Ravana and all his followers. And then, after the whole thing was finished and Sita came back, and Sita was so happy and so much relieved from the being away from the Lord, that her happiness knew no new bounds. But yet, the Lord had a mission. And his mission was, he came as the perfect king, the perfect representative of the people. Even today, people talk about Ram Raj. Some people do. What is Ram Raj? The perfect example of a ruling king, who is above suspicion in all regards. So when Sita was returned, of course we know the Vedic culture that if a woman is somehow or other away from her husband, she can become considered to be polluted. Even a girl, even today in some villages in India, of course it's becoming rarer and rarer because of the effects of Kali Yuga, that a girl will never associate with any other man. Only on the arrangement of her parents will she associate with her husband and then get married. And that will be her whole only association through her whole life. And therefore she gives her heart, she gives her life, she gives her energy, she gives her love to that one man throughout her whole life. So that principle, that etiquette, that devotional cultural understanding is very strong. And Ram wanted to keep that. So therefore, if anyone suspected that Sita had somehow or other deviated from her chastity and her faithfulness to Lord Ram, that would have been a criticism to Lord Ram. And therefore he asked Lakshman to... He rejected her, actually. He rejected her. He said, you have been touched by another man. You can go wherever you want to go. Whatever you want to do, you can do. But she wanted to prove her chastity, so she told Lakshman to build a funeral pyre. Build a fire. Of course, Lakshman did this, but it was difficult for him to do this. Very difficult. But still, Ram gave the second assurance, Lakshman, yes, you could follow Sita's order, and he did that. She entered the fire, and as we were hearing last night, she came out untouched by the fire. Her purity was intact. Her faithfulness was never at even for a second did she deviate her mind from her love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Ram. But then, the most amazing thing happened. After they returned to Ayodhya, Sita was there, Lakshman was there, Ram came back, and he again took the throne as the ruling king. Bart, his younger brother, had been ruling for 14 years, but not as a king. He was ruling from a distance. He took the shoes of Ram, put them on the throne, and he went to a distant place nearby the city of Ayodhya, and he ruled from there. Never sitting on the throne, always considering that Ram was the authorized ruling king. His faithfulness for his brother was perfect. Ram returned, Sita, Hanuman, Bibhishan, everyone was back in Ayodhya. And then, one day, after ruling for some time, Ram would actually do this regularly. He would go and he would, in disguise, he would walk through the kingdom and listen just to see what the citizens were saying about him, about his rule. So one day, while walking, he noticed there was some loud speaking in one house. So he listened. And in that house, there was a man. And he was chastising his wife. He said, "Where were you last night? You were gone the whole night. I don't know where you were. You have broken your faithfulness to me. And now you want me to accept you back. Do you think I am like Ram, whose wife Sita was gone for some time and he accepted her back? Do you think I'm like that? Therefore, I reject you." Ram heard this, and then he realized, still, some persons are not finding my rule, my character perfect. So he was very much concerned what to do. There was some criticism. Just a little later after that, he said to Lakshman, "Lakshman, actually, it would be nice to take Sita on a little trip." At that time, she was actually pregnant. And Ram said to Lakshman, "You take her to the ashram of Valmiki Muni and stay there for some time." What Ram was doing was actually he was sending Sita away. Lakshman, he did not want to follow this order. Did not want to follow it. But still, his dedication, his love, his obedience to Ram was perfect. In fact, we see throughout the entire Leela how Lakshman was put into many difficult circumstances by the instructions of Lord Ram. There's one pastime that's pretty much one of the central Leelas within the Ramayana, how when Ravana wanted to capture Sita, Lakshman, Ram, and Sita were there. I'm not sure, I believe it was the area of Chitrakoot. And they had been into the forest for 13 years, there was only 1 year left for their exile. And Ravana had approached Maricha, because you all know that story, how he force Maricha to take the form of a deer to lure Ram away from Sita, and that way he could have the opportunity to abduct Sita. So Maricha did that. He took this form of a mystical looking deer, very unusual deer, was actually quite beautiful, had beautiful jewels all over its body, very colorful. And the deer just came by where Sita and Ram and Lakshman was. And when Sita saw that deer, she immediately said, "Oh, Ram, look, this is a wonderful deer. Look how beautiful it is. Oh, wouldn't it be so nice to have that deer? We can take it back to Ayodhya when we go." And Ram didn't say anything. And finally, Sita was persistent. But then Lakshman said, "I don't think this is actually a deer. I know all 8,400,000 species of life, and this is not one of them." But Sita was so infatuated by the beauty of this deer that she insisted that Ram get the deer. And then the deer immediately ran into the woods far away. And then she said, "Oh, Ram, please go catch it." But then he said, "How can I leave you alone? I cannot leave you." Oh, but she was insistent. Finally he went, but then he left Lakshman to guard Sita. He said, "Lakshman, you stay here, I'll be right back." So he went and chased after the deer. And Lakshman was there with Sita. And after some time, Maricha, when he was being chased by Ram, Ram was catching him. Finally, at one point, Ram realized this was not a deer, it was just another demon, Maricha in disguise. So he shot an arrow and he killed. He hit Maricha with the arrow. And while Maricha was dying, he called out, "Yes, Lakshman, please help, come, help, help." He was calling in the form of Ram's voice. And when Sita heard that, she said, "Oh, Lakshman, your brother's in trouble. Please go help him. I cannot leave you. I have to guard you. It's dangerous. You cannot be alone here." "No, no, you must go. You must help him. He's your brother. He's calling for you. He can take care of himself. He doesn't need me." But she was insistent. Finally, when Lakshman did not go, she said to him, "Ah, now I understand. All this time, you simply want to be with me." Oh, when Lakshman heard that, he was shocked. In fact, he had never even looked above Sita's feet. He would always look only at her feet. He was perfect in his chastity and his service to Mother Sita. And she insulted him. She put him in a situation where he was completely insulted by her talks. And she was completely wrong. Fine, she became so persistent, he said, "Okay, I will go. But if I leave, I know you won't be here. But I will draw a circle." He took his bow and he drew a circle around Mother Sita. He said, "Don't leave that circle." And then he went. After some time, of course, we all know the story, how Ravana came and allured Sita outside of the circle and eventually captured her. And then when Ram and Lakshman returned and Sita was gone, one of the first things that Ram said to Lakshman, "Why did you leave her? I told you not to leave her." He actually chastised Lakshman. So actually, Lakshman was put into so many difficult circumstances. So many difficulties. He was trying to serve to the best of his ability, and his ability was perfect, and his dedication and his love was perfect. But yet, still, he was criticized by Sita for following Ram's orders, and he was criticized by Ram for following Sita's orders. So there's some mentioned that he was thinking, "What is the use of becoming this younger brother? Next Leela, I'll become older brother." Because younger brother almost always has to obey without question the instructions of older brother. So of course we understand in the next Leela, he was Balaram, older brother, and then Lord Nityananda, the older brother. So again, in this very end of this Leela, at the very end of the Leela, when he was asked by Ram to take Sita to the ashram of Valmiki, he didn't want to do that. He couldn't bear to see Sita and Ram separated again. But still, he did it. And he was riding the chariot, and he was driving the chariot, and Sita was sitting in the back, and she said, Lakshman, where are we going? We're going on some vacation, we're going on some trip. This is very nice. And Lakshman could not answer. He didn't say a word. All he could do in his heart, he was lamenting so much. Now that Sita will be leaving Ayodhya. And he was practically in tears. And then finally, Sita understood his mind. And she said, Lakshman, I'm not coming back. I'm not coming back. So Ram, he fulfilled his mission to the conditioned souls by remaining in all circumstances the ideal character, the ideal king in all circumstances, even at the expense of his own loving relationship with his eternal mother Sita. Krishna, when Krishna was in Vrindavan, there were so many demons. And at one point, Akrura came to Vrindavan to take Krishna out of Vrindavan, to arrange for Krishna to destroy or dispatch these various demons one after another. And the residents of Vrindavan were feeling tremendous, tremendous separation in loving relationship from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. But yet, it appears that the Lord broke the heart of his devotees. At the same time, he wanted to fulfill his mission to rid the world of the demoniac forces. So we see that in Ram's Leela. We see that in Krishna's Leela. And again, in Chaitanya Leela, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the sannyas order of life in order to show the ultimate principle of compassion to the fallen conditioned souls, to reach as many persons as he could in that ashram, knowing that being in that ashram gave him a topmost advantage to be able to spread Krishna consciousness and for others to accept his words and his teachings. And his devotees, when they found out that he was going to take sannyas, in fact, he didn't even tell. He only told five devotees. I'm not sure. He told Gadadhar Pandit, Lord Nityananda, who else? It's five devotees that the Lord told that he was going to take sannyas. Only five. But the rest of the devotees learned simply by the Lord's action what was about to take place. And all of them, practically all of them, were completely brokenhearted to learn that the Lord was going to take the sannyas order of life. He did that just to show compassion to the fallen souls. In fact, some of his devotees, he didn't even want to be there during that sannyas ceremony. He arranged for Lokanath Das Goswami to go to Vrindavan, to stay there during that time, because he knew if Lokanath Das Goswami would see him taking sannyas, it would be too much for his heart to bear. He would simply lose his life in loving service to the Lord. So we see in all three Leelas how the Lord apparently breaks the hearts of his devotees in loving separation by performing certain activities in order to show compassion to the fallen conditioned souls of this world and to fulfill his missions to purify and to spread the Yuga Dharma. So this is a wonderful example of how the Lord sacrificed his own comforts, his own loving relationships, apparently, in order to show compassion to us. How kind and how merciful is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we don't have so much time, so I'll end my talk here. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj will enlighten you with many wonderful other pastimes of Krishna consciousness. So thank you very much for your kind attention. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Tai Gaura Premanandi.